privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today is stand-up comedian, presenter and co-host of the Alf and Soph podcast, it's Sophie Garrard. Sophie, am I currently on a date with a private school girly?
I don't know if I'm calling this a date.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just with a private school girly.
No, we'll call it a date if you'd like to call it a date.
I don't know if I or my wife would be happy calling it a date, actually.
You started that, but okay.
I did start it, and I didn't sort of realise what I was doing, because I was just, you know, trying to find a seamless way of bringing up your incredibly popular series on the internet.
The internet, yes. Yeah. I know her.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know her well.
How well do you know the internet?
I know her pretty well. Yeah, fan. Huge fan of her work.
When did you first meet the internet?
Thank you for asking me that, because no one else has. So I'm 16 now. Mm-hmm. So when I was born, really, people were on the internet.
When you were born?
Yeah.
And you're 16 now?
I'm 16 now.
I don't know if that's okay for us.
That's why I said we're not on a date. I was protecting you.
That's good. Oh, man. Feeling very Brandian right now.
That is the vibe.
So as a 16-year-old, do you have a phone?
I do. I got one when I was 13. Yeah.
For safety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Can I have your phone?
You can have my phone. Do I need to unlock it?
Ideally.
Okay, fine. I've got my notes. What are those thingies called? There we go. Notes. There's notes reminders.
There's notes reminders?
You know, reminders to be... No, don't go on my notes. You know, I'm the reminder.
Oh, the panic don't immediately.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to go on a 16-year-old's notes. Feels real sketchy. Some cracks on the screen.
Do you know what? I really got a bit of glass in my finger the other day.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like all broken off. So be careful with it when you're swiping.
Yeah, this is high risk.
Yeah.
I'm like a key worker. You have 1,876 reminders on your home screen.
Yeah, I've got a lot of reminders. I repeat my reminders quite a lot to remind myself.
Do you remind yourself of the reminders?
Yeah.
Does that stress you out, or is that just a tool?
No, it stresses me out not having multiple reminders. Like I have multiple alarms. If I have to remind myself to fake tan, for example, I'll put that on 4 different times at different times throughout the day.
Yeah.
So at some point I'll be like, oh, I need to fake tan.
Okay, order contact lenses, all caps, 3 exclamation marks.
I actually had to do that today. Is that from ages ago?
It says morning.
Yeah, I did that and I did it.
You did it?
Yeah, I did it.
Do you want to click it as done?
Oh, I never click them as done.
That would make sense why there's 1,874 of them, actually, I suppose. In the afternoon at 1 o'clock, River Island return.
Yeah, they haven't sent me my money back, so I had to email them.
Wow. Can I scroll all the way back to your first reminder?
You can. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah.
Really scared.
Does this feel invasive?
They're normally like just fake tan, really.
I think it might do when I read out the second one.
Oh, my God, I'm so scared.
Book blow dries.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, the last word there, the monosyllable at the end, hoping that's not going to be jobs. The second one, smear test.
Yeah, that must have been a long time ago.
Yeah,
wow.
2023.
Yeah. Good reminder, because I probably need to get one soon. So I should put that as a reminder.
Do you want me to redo that? Okay, when do you want that reminder for?
Maybe tomorrow. What am I doing tomorrow?
Smear test. Please.
What that will remind me to
with
do
a kiss.
Is to put a reminder in for a month's time to probably remind myself to properly do it.
All is 1,889. It says that today you have 1,874 to do. I think that's because you never click complete.
I never click complete, yeah.
No.
I've got so many notifications. I'm really bad with stuff like that.
What do you think? Explain bad. What do you mean bad? Is it a bad thing to ignore them, or is it fine?
That's quite a deep question. A good question.
Welcome to the show. Smear tests and deep questions.
I feel
what
guilty.
What is a smear test if not a deep question?
And have you had one recently? Do you know what? I feel guilty for having notifications all the time.
You feel guilty?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I've got... Because with my WhatsApp, for example, it'd be like 80 notifications. I'm like, that's 80 people I have to reply to. That's a lot of work.
You've got 0 WhatsApps at the moment.
No, but if you click on it, then go on it.
May I?
You may. And then see at the top where it says top left.
I ended up in a chat with John.
I said, can you bring me a contact lens?
Hey.
What?
Just one?
Yeah, because one eye's being annoying.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This was at 3:24.
That was when I was outside and you were briefing me.
Oh, my God. Your eye's all fucked right now.
No, it's fine. It's just a bit irritating.
Oh, no. And
yeah,
you're doing
do you know
this
what?
Whole
it's
thing.
Fine. I'm managing to push through. I'm so brave.
Where's John? You are brave.
Yeah.
Where's John going to bring the contact lens to and from?
After this, we're going suit shopping for him. Yeah.
Why?
We're getting married.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
But we're still on a date, and that doesn't change things of us.
Yeah, of course. I'm also married, happily married for 2 years.
That's so fine.
But this is still a date for the conceit of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end, we'll decide how it's gone.
Okay, perfect.
I could give you my contact lens. That'd be pretty romantic.
Oh, that would be. Yeah. And quite gross.
Actually, quite disgusting. What's your? I don't know if this is a too personal question. What's your prescription?
That's really personal. I think I'm minus 1.75 or minus 7.5.
Okay, I'm minus 3, so.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's because you're only 16.
That's why.
Yeah. 92 unread WhatsApps.
Oh, is there 92 now?
Yeah, that's fine. The most recent unread one is from Ella and it just says, you bitch. Is that because you hadn't replied to Ella?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a vibration.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
A notification from Ella.
No way, what she said.
Hey, team, did any of the ES respond?
Oh, that's she works at a company, and I'm still in that work chat, but I don't work there now.
You're just lurking.
Yeah, I lurk. I lurk in so many groups.
Oh, you're a work lurker.
Yeah.
I'm going to lurk further into your phone. I'm going to lurk into your images.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you're scared. The first picture here is a picture of a man's ass.
Yes.
Hugh's going to get this up on the screen.
Not my boyfriend's ass, I will say.
Do you mean your fiancé?
I hate the word fiancé.
Do you?
And husband. Even when we're divorced, I call him my ex-boyfriend.
When is an interesting word to have chucked in there.
Yeah. I want to get married a few times, you know.
Yeah? Producer Hugh is using the hand cursor of the mouse on the screen to rub this gentleman's bum.
Sorry, but guys, how good does my side profile look on that?
You look amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's a real shame there's a naked man's bum in the picture.
Is that a shame?
I think
that's
so,
art, that picture.
Do you think so?
Do you know what's funny about that picture is, so last weekend I went on, I went on a hen do,
mm-hmm.
one of my best friend's hen do's, and we had the Butlers and the Buff. I loved it. I think Butlers and the Buff is so funny, but it was outrageous. Like, I personally think he was in love with me, and he was making us, like, they put sellotape on their body and we had to, with a blindfold, get it off. Anyway.
Wait, rummage around their body.
Exactly, which is like kind of crazy. And then my boyfriend was on his stag do that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I caused an argument when he got back because he sent a picture of him with another girl. They were both dressed as lobsters. And I was like, sorry, but that's so disrespectful. And then I was telling him about the hen do and he was like, sorry, you were literally, basically your head was up some guy's ass and I'm disrespectful.
Why is lobsters, is that because lobsters
mate
for life?
It was a girl. Didn't think about that and now I'm even more mad.
Yeah.
He sent it to my family WhatsApp group, like, look, I met a friend, and I was like, you have no respect for me.
I'm drinking a Prosecco flute full of red wine behind a naked man's ass.
That was the most tame picture, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. The other pictures, yeah, could never be seen.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Are they on your phone?
I cannot talk about that.
Whoa.
No, they're actually not. They're in the WhatsApp, they're in a I'm not going to say.
So juicy! And being a weak man and bad interviewer, I'm going to move on. It does look like a pretty wild night. You've said that things got a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So that would lead me to believe that this next picture is maybe the hungover next day, because it's a receipt. You've got a receipt of a very healthy order here.
No, do you know what? That next day I came home, my boyfriend had come back from his stag do and he'd ordered that many cookies.
Okay.
After I caused an argument, obviously. So I'm glad you had a good stag do, but...
How many cookies are on this list?
I haven't counted, but I think it's like... That surely is like 16, maybe 20.
Yeah.
Also, the worst part about that is the 3 Ribenas didn't arrive.
It's so weird to order one large box of like 16 cookies and then 3 Ribenas. Was there only 3 people eating the cookies?
No, this was just for him.
Just for him?
That was just for him. There was no one else eating these.
What?
Yeah.
He spent £37.89 on cookies.
Yeah, and that was after we'd ordered another takeaway. Yeah.
I was so on your boyfriend's side, fiance's side.
Yeah.
Future husband's side.
No.
But now I'm completely against. I think the lobster thing is a red flag.
It's a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
You're so welcome.
Oh my God, can we put this as a clip on social media so I can send it to him?
What's his name?
John.
John.
Mm.
Dressing up as a lobster with another woman is... basically having a secret family.
It is.
But worse.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's a stranger on the street. I don't want to hear it.
No, neither do I, John.
Mm.
That's why you'll never get on the show. What does John do?
He works in tech, so he won't get on the show.
Wow. We need some tech support, actually. He could replace you. Do you have screen time turned on?
Yes, I do. That also makes me feel terrible about myself.
Oh, great. Welcome to the show.
Have you got it?
I don't know how to find it.
Let me.
I need
do you have
it.
An
I
iPhone?
Handed it to a young person.
This is it. Do you have an iPhone?
No, I have an Android.
Hate that.
I like that.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I think having an Android is just so embarrassing.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What do you think is more embarrassing than having an Android?
I don't think there is anything more embarrassing than having an Android.
You don't think there's anything more embarrassing than having an Android? I think spending £37 on cookies is pretty embarrassing.
Hey, I didn't do it.
No, you didn't, to be fair.
And look, that's also an Android that he's got those cookies on. Disgusting.
That is disgusting. Mm. And you've taken a picture of his phone. You didn't even get him to screenshot it.
Yeah, cool. That's true. Because he was asleep and I was like, right, I don't know how to screenshot on an Android.
No.
No, don't know if you can.
Wait, no, you probably can't.
Exactly.
Okay, 4 hours 21. Down 15% from last week.
Oh, that's good, because I thought it was 5 hours when it popped up earlier.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you think? I feel it's one thing that I wish I could get down.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say I need to find last week. Oh, you've spent two hours and 39 minutes on Waze.
Oh, really? Where was I going? Oh, I went, yeah, fine. That doesn't count, though, as screen time.
No,
does
that doesn't.
Yeah.
I love how the caveats that people have. It's like, well, that, yeah, even though the screen was on.
That's not, I'm not on the screen.
No.
I'm driving.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. In fact, in many ways, ignoring the screen.
Yeah.
Waze, I think this is the first Waze user we've had on the show.
Really?
How did you encounter... What a boring podcast I host. How did you first come across Waze, I guess?
Because I love Apple Maps, but my boyfriend is an Android user and is very anti-Apple Maps. Mm. And then got me onto Waze. And I will say Waze is really good.
Yeah, it's good. Do you report, like, oh, there's trouble ahead?
Never. And I think people that report that are pathetic. And I mean that.
Yeah, because you can be like, "Oh, I've spotted a police car. Be careful."
This is it. Like, also, why are you doing that while you're driving?
I don't understand how people are reporting it.
I don't understand that. Yeah.
Because when it pops up and says, "Is that still there?" you can just hit it. But even
Oh, when I'm driving, it says that's still there. I think that is not my problem. Work it out yourself. It really winds me up when it does that.
If you're wondering if the car's still in the road, look and see if the car's
look,
still in the road.
Okay, not my problem.
You're a good Waze user. You're on 2 hours, 40 minutes. Where were you going?
Yes, I went to Cambridge for a wedding dress fitting.
How was it?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Do you have any pictures in here?
No.
Could show everybody.
Any early pictures. Thank God I didn't have any pictures in there.
Yeah. What's your daily average notifications, would you say? How many notifications do you get a day?
Oh, well, I'm very popular.
I agree.
So I would say 103.
153? You don't even think you're as popular as you are.
Wow, that's crazy. And I don't even have Instagram notifications on. Can you imagine?
Whoa.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if you did? Phone would be buzzing all over the place.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, to be fair, Hugh has just mentioned that most of those every day will be the 1,874 reminders that you get. So...
It's actually not reminding me enough.
It's actually quite depressing. You've got a time limit on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, but the limit you've given them is an hour and 40 minutes.
And every day it goes off, and every day I say, hey, Dom, she has a long limit.
She has a long limit.
Oh, I'm on Instagram so much.
If you had to describe your Instagram algorithm in three words,
what is it?
Yeah, that's three words. Okay, what is it? That's amazing.
I'd say weddings, comedy.
Yeah. Third one's always interesting.
Yeah.
Weddings, comedy.
Nails. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the problem with the Instagram algorithm is once you've looked at something a few times, that's your algorithm for ages. That's why I refuse to watch any animal videos. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm like, that looks cute, I think, no, swipe, because I don't want to start getting loads of animal videos or food videos. I don't care.
You don't care about food or animals?
No.
What about animals that get killed and made into food? Is that like even worse?
Will I eat that?
Yeah. But that's like the worst of the both.
I'd like to not see that, yeah.
Can we go on your Instagram and see what the first video is?
Yeah, of course.
Where is your Instagram? There it is, I found it.
In my social folder.
Okay, I'm going to click on the Reels. Do you ever click on the Reels thing?
No.
No, usually you find a Reel, TikToks. You go into the Reel, and then,
yeah.
You're a big TikTok. Okay, the depression leaving our bodies after getting wine and taking a shit. Oh, no, talking shit. Taking a shit, I think,
but
would
also,
have been
taking a shit does make you feel depressed.
That's quite nice. Just two ladies having some wine.
That's very me, yeah.
Very wholesome.
I wouldn't say it's wholesome, but yeah.
No?
Maybe.
I think it's more wholesome.
Okay, just two girls.
Well, in my head, they were talking about taking a shit.
Yeah, true.
And now they're just talking shit, so it's quite wholesome.
Yeah, fine. That is wholesome.
Ha! Wow, this is beautiful. I think I'll go into consulting. That's... A lot of, like, nice aesthetic images.
I don't get that, though.
Neither do I.
I think it's a joke. Yeah.
Politeness. It's a beautiful sort of...
I have nice aesthetics.
Nice
yes.
aesthetics, but yes. kind of trashy...
Yeah, trashy quotes.
Quotes, yeah.
100%, that's the vibe. Just very me, actually.
And then TikTok, can we have a brief look at
yeah,
TikTok?
Yeah, of course. It depends what algorithm I'm in at the moment.
Apparently, you're a girl dancing and falling in a falling in a canal in Venice.
Okay, I love that. That's very me, yeah.
That's just a girl trying to dance.
Yeah, I like that.
Falling in a canal. Malva Gill.
Yeah, I like that.
She's absolutely soaked.
And that would get me in. I'd be like, right, now I'm going to spend 3 hours on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because I'm hooked.
There we go.
And that's addiction.
Cancel the show. We're watching TikToks the rest of the time. How do you even lock these things? I think I locked it. I think it's okay. Well, I think it's time for an ad break, don't you?
I love an ad break.
Do you?
Yeah.
Great. What kind of adverts do you get on? Is it mostly wedding stuff?
On what?
On the
Instagram?
Yeah, both of them.
No, it's normally like skincare products, hair product, clothes. I get so many clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
have
that's
you bought,
it.
Bought clothes from Instagram?
I'm normally going to go to the website and buy it. Yeah, yeah. I suppose. It works.
It works.
Yeah.
Someone sponsor us. Apparently it works.
Yeah, it works. It
Great.
Works.
Well, thanks for that, Sophie, but it's time for us to dip our cookies into the glass of milk that is capitalism. It's the ad break. Get ready to swallow.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio, the show that asks the question, is there any part of our lives that won't be cannibalised and monetised for the endless mill of content? Sophie, thoughts?
No.
Great. Next question. do you have any hobbies or interests that you don't monetise and put online and generate content out of?
Wow. That's crazy because no.
Whoa.
I'm trying to think if I have any hobbies.
It's a difficult question when your hobby's your jobby.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like everything I do think, how can I monetise this?
Yeah.
Like even Pilates, I do that, but like I do videos about Pilates as a joke.
Yeah.
So that's all, it's all inspiration, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've got any other hobbies.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
A bad thing.
Yeah.
But I think because comedy starts as a hobby, doesn't it? And then it comes to a career and yeah. then you have no life.
Yeah.
And that's so fun, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice. And then your friends who do real jobs try and hang out with you and you're like, yeah. well, I don't know because that I could be free or I might not be free.
And this is it, yeah. And they're like, what do you mean you're not free on a weekend ever? And I'm like, well, you know, I might have work to do.
Yeah.
I might have a 10-minute gig to do somewhere.
Yeah.
And bomb.
Yeah. Might have a terrible 10-minute gig in Hatfield to do for 12 people.
Yeah. For £5.
Yeah. And the train fare was 15.
Yeah.
So no, I can't come and have brunch with my friends. That's nice, isn't it? I imagine lots of your catching up, lots of your friends on WhatsApp, you know, chatting away, making
yes,
plans.
Yeah, I like WhatsApp.
Yeah?
I would say I'm on WhatsApp a lot, yeah.
Would you?
If someone asked me, I'd say I'm on WhatsApp a lot.
Well, I did ask you. Are you on WhatsApp a lot?
I am.
Oh, wow. The story checks out, you know. So this is a WhatsApp group called Red, White and Rosé.
Yes, can't remember why.
You can't remember why?
I can't remember why it's called that. I think this group's had a lot of name changes.
Has it?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the original names?
No, but... no.
Ah, it's just...
Yeah.
It's like a broom. New handle.
I do. The last one was called Lipoma, or Sister... Because I had a lipoma, which is like a cyst in my head.
Oh.
And they were calling me Sister, and I was like, no, it's a lipoma. So it was Lipoma. And that was that for years.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. I've never heard Lipoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lipoma also sounds like a place in Italy where you drink rosé.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
Which is a place on my head.
Oh. A load of tourists.
Yeah.
Being like, God, it's lovely here.
Yeah. Get a picture of that big mound on her forehead.
So Red, White and Rosé, I really respect whoever made the group title has committed to the accent on the E of rosé.
That's true.
Because it's not the easiest thing to do.
It's not.
No.
It's really not.
Got to hold your thumb down for a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I did that, but I can't confirm or deny.
No. I mean, we probably could scroll back and see when you changed it, but... It'd be a long time.
Yeah.
We don't have that time.
We don't. Not today.
We've got more hobbies to monetize. This is you texting the group.
It was.
I accidentally bought 3 train tickets home yesterday.
Yes, that was after the hen do.
Oh!
Yeah. I was so annoyed at myself for doing that.
How did you do that?
I just did. I don't know. I was on the taxi back with my friend, Ella, and I was like, the train was really expensive from Brighton. She's like, it's only 20 quid. I was like, no, it wasn't.
It was 60 quid.
She was like, what? And I was fuming at the train company. I was like, why have they charged me £60 and her £20? Yeah. I was like, do you have a rail card? She said, no. Turns out I just booked three. But I can't explain how much I do stuff like this all the time. Like, it's exhausting being
me.
Yeah. I book the wrong things all the time. I pay too much for things. I just mess up a lot.
Other examples of this, please?
One time we went to Croatia and I was like, I realised that I'd actually were meant to check out that morning and not the next day.
Right.
And so we hadn't booked anywhere for that night and we were meant to be going to a different island. Mm-hmm. And I'd also booked all these facials for me and the girls. I rang to cancel the facials and they were like, well, you've already meant to be here yesterday, so we've charged you.
No.
For fuck's sake. Then went to the desk to be like, hey, I was like, well, I thought we were checking out tomorrow. Can we stay an extra night? He's like, no, we're full.
Yeah.
And it was when COVID had just lifted, so there was only a few countries you could go to, so everywhere was packed. I was like, okay, well, can you book us a speedboat to go to this other island? And he laughed and he was like, that speedboat will take you 12 hours.
12 hours?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know why you've booked that random island. And then in the end, he just booked us a different place from a different island and sorted it all out for me. And thank God for men, hey, sometimes.
Finally, someone said it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they stepped up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just do stuff like that. Like, I'm the one in the group that books everything and I don't know why, because I always book it wrong.
That seems like it's more in the group than it is.
That's on them, really.
Yeah. You step honest. Up. They need to step up.
Step up, guys, because this is not for me.
Yeah, step up to the streets, guys. Hughes made a very good point that maybe you just had your reminders set to buy a train three times. And each time you committed and went, oh, better buy that ticket.
What, and I also have dementia, do I now?
Yeah, this is the third time we've done this recording.
Yeah.
It's a complete nightmare. Keep coming back seeing the same ass each time. In the same chats.
I think that's fair. Maybe I did. I don't know what world I'm living in, to be honest.
Well, let's look at more of your WhatsApps to see what world you're living in, please.
Please.
Have you got red receipts on?
No.
No.
I have no... People don't know if I'm online, anything.
No.
Yeah.
2nd of May housewarming.
Yeah.
This is a text from Nick. Right, people. Mr. Garrett and I shall be hosting a housewarming on the 2nd of May. Plan is to commence around 7-ish and then head out to a local pub. What? Yeah. Sorry, that's mental.
No, okay.
He's hosting a housewarming.
Yeah.
And they're going out to a pub.
Do you think that's mental?
Yeah, the house is going to be cold.
What do you mean? Oh.
A housewarming?
Yeah.
Welcome to the house, party in the house.
Yeah, I know. I know the concept.
Okay, you're 16, I didn't know. But okay, so he's going to a pub. I just was surprised.
So this was my little brother's, that's his best friend, and they've just moved in together.
Cute.
And they wrote that, and so my little brother is Mr. Garrod, and I said, I'm in Edinburgh, gutted to miss it, make sure Will doesn't cheat on me. Will is my brother. And not one person replied to that.
Oh.
You know, and you're like, I was like, I'm going to make an incest joke. I'm going to... Bear in mind, I don't know any of his friends apart from like two of them.
That's real good boys in a group banter that you've done there.
And look, you can see blue ticks. I think there's about 30 people in that group.
30?
Yeah.
Oh.
And no one even laugh-faced it. Everyone just ignored it.
That is devastating.
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I'm definitely not going to that housewarming now.
No.
You take a pun, you think, I'm going to make an incest joke. I think people will find that funny. I don't know the group, but I'd find
there.
That funny.
Yeah.
Yeah? You make a creative decision, it doesn't land. And I have to live with that now.
I can relate to this.
Can you?
Yeah.
You're into incest as well.
I'm big into incest, yeah. Nobody gets my jokes about it.
I think incest jokes are so funny.
They're so funny.
Objectively hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
But people just don't like to laugh at that.
No.
Can't say anything anymore.
No, not these days. Bloody hell. Maybe say I want to shag my brother because he looks most like me and I love myself. Is that not self-love?
No, that's fair.
What you wanted?
That's smart.
You know? I was added to a stag group. And the stag do was like doing a train pub crawl.
Yeah.
And the guy who was running the group, he didn't let anyone, no one could comment. It was just you could react to stuff until the day of the stag. And then he opened the group and they said, wow, Matt, you've really run this like Stalin would. And then I said, I think he actually ran it like Hitler would because Hitler cared more about trains. Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
No, before the stags even started.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
And then on the stag, I was like, so, excuse me, did no one get my Hitler joke? I thought that was quite a good Hitler joke. And then I lost it.
Yeah, that's a really terrible start. Do you know what? I just don't get that. If I see someone's made the creative choice to go a bit crazy and make a joke, even if I don't find it funny, I'll laugh face it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give them something.
Because we're comedians, we know.
That's true. We know the feeling, the pain.
The feeling. That I've never met someone as bombed as hard as I am in a WhatsApp group.
Well, I feel like I'm with you now with this one.
Yeah, man. Also, Will, your brother, has four emojis after his name.
Yes.
Is that something you've put into your phone or something he's put into
his? I put in my phone. You know, back in the day when you first add people's numbers, you think, oh, I'm going to give them... I would never do that now.
No.
So he likes the PlayStation. So he likes sweets. I don't know why I put pizza, because he's not really into pizza and I don't know what that ball is.
It's American football. So it's an American game controller, a lollipop, a pizza, and an American football.
Yeah, he does actually like American football now, but back then he would not have watched that. Like, so I don't know why I put that.
Prophetic emojis.
It's just what I think of as a man. I think that's what a man would like.
Is that because you wouldn't, if you're like, God, which one is Will again?
I've got so many of them in my life I've been getting with my whole childhood. Do you know what's funny is I normally make incest jokes about my older brother, not my little brother Will, but you know what? They're both getting it now.
And they're both getting the jokes, do you have many cousins?
I do have cousins.
Yeah.
Wouldn't make incest jokes about them though.
No, that's gross, isn't it?
Yeah, that's too far.
Too far from home.
Too far,
yeah. Also, JJ Fish has a fish next to their name.
Yeah, self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That's his name, JJ Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just thought... I just think it's so interesting when people put emojis next to people's names in their phones.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it now.
This is a blast from the past.
The last person I did it with probably was John.
Yeah.
That was about 4 years
fiance
ago.
Fiance John.
Yeah. I think he's got a heart and like flames next to it.
Yeah, because your heart's on fire.
My heart is on fire.
It's tough that Nick's response to your incest joke is just, for those of you coming at any time, he's just started, the conversation just has moved on.
It just moved on. Also, that was like a week later as well.
Oh
yeah, like nothing for a week, and I just thought, I will say that JJ, Christian and Josh Meds were added after that I put that thing in. I think they would have responded well to that joke. And you know what? My little brother, they're Gen Z. They actually just don't get jokes anymore.
No?
They don't. Sorry, I'm saying it.
Wow.
Yeah.
They think everything's serious.
They think everything's serious. They think I actually didn't want my little brother to cheat on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm happy for him to cheat on
you
me.
You and your brother are poly.
We are poly.
Yeah.
We are.
Let's look at more of your WhatsApps. I'm enjoying your WhatsApps.
I'm scared.
Do you want to read this out?
Okay. Booked in for a BBL on the 30th of March. ! Thank you, Michael. Kiss, 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 kiss. That was me to my boyfriend's dad.
What?
And it says at 3:30, would you be around after to go for dinner? Kiss, kiss, kiss. Or a coffee. It sounds like I'm asking him on a date. My boyfriend's dad is a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
And a BBL, he recommended me to get a BBL.
Was it an incest joke?
No. When he recommended me, I was like, okay, I don't know if I want a BBL. But a BBL is a new type of laser on your face. But I didn't know that.
Oh,
and
my
I got
God.
Booked in, yeah. So I was going up to Birmingham to get a BBL.
They really need to change that.
They need to change that.
They can't call it a BBL.
When he messaged me, he was like, you need to get a BBL. I thought, okay, has everyone lost their mind? But yes, I do.
Also, if you say a BBL facial, that just sounds like a Brazilian's going to sit on your face.
Oh, yeah. That is part of the facial.
Oh, is it?
No.
A broadband light.
Yes.
Call it a BL.
It doesn't need to be a BBL.
Yeah, Jesus.
Crazy, crazy. Loved it, though. Loved the procedure. Would recommend.
And did you go out for dinner afterwards?
No. I saw him afterwards, though, for a catch-up.
Coffee?
He wanted to see how no coffee. He was like, I need to get home. Oh. But he wanted to make sure that my face looked okay. Because he wanted to make sure that I looked young, so when I'm marrying his son, people think, oh, is that a child bride? It is.
Oh, is that a child bride walking down the aisle, hand-in-hand, interlinked with her brother?
Is she kissing her brother as well now, down the aisle?
Yeah. Kissing him goodbye on the lips? Feels a bit funny. No reaction from the crowd.
Yeah, everyone's like, okay, last attempt of a joke.
Booked in for BBL. Do you reckon you're the first person to text that to your father-in-law?
I think so. Also, it's like all the exclamation marks. And thank you, because Michael, that is his name, he sorted it for me.
Yeah.
He like arranged it on. I'm like, it's actually so funny. This is in a group chat as well with my boyfriend as well.
This is a group chat?
It's a group chat. It's a group chat where it's just all we talk about is me getting plastic surgery. That is the extent of the chat and I love it.
It's like, you need a penis enlargement. Yeah. What? And it stands as PENIS. Yeah, yeah. It's all an acronym. What's this group called?
I think it's just all of our names.
Just the names.
I don't think it's got a good chat name.
It's a difficult one when you start a WhatsApp group where you're like, is this going to be the name...
Exactly, yeah.
Forever, like...
Yeah. Or do we just switch up?
Do we just switch up? Do we just name names?
Yeah.
I think this should be called the BBL.
It should be called the BBL group. I might change it to that.
Yeah.
I think they'd appreciate that.
Big brotherly love.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, did you get a BBL? You got a BBL then?
Got BBL on my face. Great. Loved it. Shout out Midland Skin in Birmingham.
Midland Skin in Birmingham. Go to Michael, ask him for a BBL. And then ask him out for dinner afterwards.
Yeah, always. Yeah,
if everyone could. This show is brought to you by Midlands BBL. Another WhatsApp, please. I'm enjoying looking through your WhatsApps. Yeah, there's more WhatsApps. I think, actually, we might have... Oh, we've got John.
We've got John. Oh, yeah.
Right. Do you want to read yourself and I'll read John?
Perfect. Just on his phone.
He's just doing it to fuck with you, lol.
Fuming.
Message him on Deliveroo app. Say you can see him on his phone. Is there an issue?
And then this is me about an hour later. Fodon watching Taui now.
And then a disappearing photo that has disappeared.
And then he also mentioned me being like, were you nasty to him or something? And I was like, I knew you'd think that I was mean to him. Basically, I was in Edinburgh on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing my tour show. And then afterwards, I walked back and I forgot to take a coat because it was like a heat wave when I left.
Oh, my God.
And it was fucking freezing. And I was like, I need to order Deliveroo.
Yeah.
And the man, do you know what? Nothing makes me more angry when I see it, I order Deliveroo and it's like, it's on its way and they just don't move.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't move for like 10 minutes, right?
Oh my
and
God.
I thought, okay, something happened. And this happened before and I rang Deliveroo and they were like, look, they've just been hit by their bike. So I've learned my lesson not to be a bitch about
they've
it.
They've been hit by their own bike. That's
they've been hit
crazy.
By another bike off it.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And then, so this happened and I guess it's, but he wasn't moving. And then anyway, happened again, finally got to near my hotel and he still wasn't moving. And I came out of the hotel and I just saw him, just stood there on his phone, just texting. And I was like, texting. Are you winding me up? And I obviously didn't say anything and I let it go, but I was fucking fuming.
Yeah.
Fuming.
And you'd ordered
a pho.
A pho.
Yeah.
And is that a pho?
Oh,
is that how you pronounce it?
It's a pho. Yeah, I think you're right.
But the problem is, if I'd said a pho, we would have been like, what?
Yeah.
And if you'd said when you read that out, pho done, it sounds like you've dropped something.
Makes you think of the footballer, Foden.
Yes.
Foden.
I know a lot about football.
That really surprises me.
Ask me anything, then. I know loads about football.
What team does Foden play for?
Chelsea.
I don't even know.
It's Chelsea, actually, yeah.
It's not Chelsea, though. I think it'll be Man City or Man United.
Yeah, me too.
No, it is Man City. Is it Man City? Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, I'm actually so good at everything.
Wow, wow. Including the Poor Little Rich Girl Tour 2026.
Yes.
1st of May to the 16th of May, all over the country. Finishing... in like 9 days.
Yeah. Can't wait.
How's the tour been?
It's actually been really good. People have been a bit mental. Like, yeah. I'd say I did a gig in Birmingham the other night and they were insane. They were absolutely trashed.
Yeah.
It was really funny until one girl at the end, she kept knocking her bottle of wine over and it kept being like, it was a whole thing. It was like, ha ha, funny. And then kept going to the toilet and walking across the stage.
Nice.
And like 40 minutes in, she did it again. It was like, ha ha. And then I as she started walking across the stage, I was like, oh, you're not going to the loo again, are you? And she screamed at me, but like, she seemed quite upset. She goes, someone's just died. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Like, what a heckle. You can't make a joke about that.
No.
You have to just take that on board. And I was like, thank you for ruining this show. And
thank you so much for ruining
this show. Thank you so much. I already am having a really hard time with this. And then so she left. She was there with her boyfriend. And I was like, to her boyfriend, I was like, do you think you should go and see her? And he was like, no. And I was like, has someone just died? And he was like, didn't say anything. And I was like, I really think you should probably go see if she's okay. And he was like, I'll give it five.
I'll give it five.
And I was like, okay. And then some other girl in the audience that didn't know her was like, I'll go check on her. Went to check on her. My friend went to check on her, was opening for me. Turns out she just lost her phone. Yeah. Which does, to be fair, whenever I've lost my phone, it feels like someone has died. But I get it. Like, my phone being over there this whole time has felt, I feel really like my chest is going.
Yeah, yeah.
But apart from that, it's been great.
That's completely unhinged.
Unhinged.
Someone has died.
But she seemed so upset. It was so convincing.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently she was crying in the toilets, being like, I just didn't know what to say. And I think, probably anything apart from that.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the most terrible things you could have said.
Because you literally can't make a joke about that.
Yeah.
It was fine. I brought it back. And like people just knew she was insane. But like, I was like, I'm never going up north again.
No. Well, ever. I hate to tell you this, Sophie, but someone's just died. The only thing we can do is go to an ad break. See you after this.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the show that jumps on an e-bike, snatches a guest from the outside and sells them on the black market. Sophie, how much do you think we'd get for you on the black market?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'd be worth a lot of money. Look at me, I'm gorgeous.
Agreed, but I'm not saying anything because you're 16. Which organ would go for the most, do you think?
Oh, good question.
I think
my heart.
Your heart?
Yeah, not because it's like big or kind or anything, just because it's juicy.
Oh, it's juicy. She's a really juicy-hearted person, actually. Yeah. Are your notes apps juicy?
I think they're just weird.
Oh, is
it? I just put so much stuff. Why my kidney? Kidney would go for 200 grand.
Jesus Christ. How much is a heart on the black market?
Yeah, how much is a heart? The thing is, you can't survive without your heart. You can survive without a kidney. So who's selling their... I'd sell my kidney. No. I'd actually, if you could get £200,000 right now and get rid of your kidney, would you do it? Tax-free?
No, probably not, because I think it actually does have some health implications, and I'd rather donate to someone that didn't have to pay for it.
Oh, grow up.
Sorry, yeah. My producer just shouted woke in my ear. So
that's actually horrible to listen to.
Yeah, sorry. I'd actually rather give my heart than my kidney. You know?
And I would never want a penny for it. And I wouldn't even want to do an Instagram post saying, thank you so much for giving me your kidney.
And I wouldn't make several stand-up shows about it either. I would actually give them a spare leg.
You've got a spare one, have you?
Yeah.
Mm.
The penis.
That was a good joke from you.
Do you think so?
Mm.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah, it belongs to my brother. I'm only comfortable saying this because I don't have a brother. Notes apps. Let's look at your notes apps. Let's see how much incest is in your notes app.
Mm. Probably quite a lot, actually.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, an amazing note here. 11:11 a.m. 90% battery, full Wi-Fi, 3 bars of signal, forever cleanse.
One thing you should know about me is I like having a full battery.
That's one thing I need to know about you.
That's one thing you need to know about me. I very rarely ever get too low.
Okay.
What's on now?
78.
Yeah, and that is giving me anxiety.
It's 4:15 p.m. and it's only 78.
Yeah, I've had it on charge all day.
Have you?
It's always on charge.
Not now.
Not now because I'm out. If I'm in, it's on charge.
Yeah.
Mm.
You've got a landline that you carry around with you, basically.
Yeah. Forever Cleanse, actually, I need to look this up, but after my gig on Saturday, these two women stayed behind afterwards, were lovely. They recommended to me this new cleanse you can do, which is the Forever Cleanse. If you want to drop a load of weight, this is the one to do.
Sounds healthy?
Yeah.
Forever Cleanse.
Don't know what it entails. I think it might be expensive. But they were like, look, if you want to look so thin. And I was like, yes, I'm listening. Forever Cleanse. And that's my audience, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Come up, look, I know you've had a BBL.
Did
cleanse.
It say that? Cleanse 9 by No, it's called Forever Cleanse. They wouldn't have got it wrong.
Now, they're not high up on the Google SEO.
But that makes me think it's dodgy.
Yeah, that smacks of, coffee enemas and...
Yeah, which I would like to get.
Would you like a coffee enema?
Yeah, I looked up to get one recently in London, but it's like £3 per time. You need at least 3 times.
£3 per time?
Sorry, £300.
I was going to say £3 per time.
£300. That's pretty cheap.
If someone was going to help me pour coffee up my ass, I'd want it to cost at least £300.
It's £300, but £900.
£900 for something that absolutely does fuck all.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
I would like... No, it doesn't do fuck all. I think it's good for you.
You think coffee enemas are good for you?
I think so, because I think it like gets rid of all like the stuck gluten inside your stomach.
The stuck gluten?
And the chewing gum, all the times I swallowed it.
This is like Diary of a CEO, except I'm not nodding and going, wow.
Which you should be, by the way.
There isn't gluten stuck in your gut.
How do you know that? Are you a scientist?
No, but there's just gluten doesn't stick places.
Could we Google that, please?
Does gluten get stuck in your gut?
Yeah.
Listen, there's a severe amount of, it's so under-researched, especially women's gut health. Huge problem. But I don't think the solution to that is pouring coffee up your butt.
Do you not think?
I'd
seem quite passionate about this.
Yeah, it's because I think it sort of crosses over my algorithm sometimes of like hippies.
Oh, really doing it? Yeah.
And gluten does not get stuck in your gut.
But keep reading.
In
but
the traditional sense,
right?
So what's the traditional sense?
Exactly. So well, actually, we don't know the answer to that.
Well, we do.
We don't. We don't.
No, no. We don't. We fucking do. Gluten doesn't. What is gluten?
Oh, deep question. I don't know. But if you're listening, go get a colonic, guys, because gluten has been stuck in your gut.
No, I'm not against getting a colonic.
That's what the same thing, no?
I think putting, making it, I think you need to have something that's sterile and good. I think coffee.
You don't like coffee?
I love coffee.
Up your bum, though.
Through one end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm snorting my coffee.
I can see that for you. I can see that for you.
Big coffee snorter.
Yeah.
My problem is, can I put... Hugh has just searched, can I put a flat white up my bum? I mean, the question is never can. The question is always should.
I do it. And no one's going to get an actual coffee and putting up your bum. It's special coffee for your bum.
Now, talk about that. What do you mean?
I don't like that you're questioning everything I say. Just take it as facts, okay? Take it as I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, do you know what? I wouldn't have done this if you were a man. Where can I sign
exactly.
up?
Exactly.
I want
you're
a BBL and a coffee enema.
You're getting one.
Okay, what coffee should I put on my bum?
I would use decaf.
Do you know what's funny? I think one of the only actual benefits is just that the skin around up your ass is closer, like it's more porous, so the caffeine would get in faster.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
I think the benefit is like that it makes you feel good because the caffeine gets in quicker and gets into your bloodstream faster.
Oh, I don't drink caffeine, so I couldn't have that.
Well, you shouldn't have. So, but it's funny that you immediately went decaf, which probably would undermine all the effects. So it's a decaf coffee.
Yeah.
Costa, Cafe Nero.
Please.
Starbucks? Gales?
Gales or Pratt?
Gales or Pratt?
Yeah, come on. You named the worst coffee chains in order, actually.
Well, it is going up my bum.
Actually, in order. Yeah. Well, I want good ones on my bum.
Sorry. Do the worst coffee chains in order?
Costa's worst.
Yeah, agreed.
Then I would say Cafe Nero.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think Cafe Nero is better than Starbucks.
They're very close.
Let's put them on an equal pegging.
Yeah, equal pegging.
Yeah.
And then I would say, what else is there?
Costa, Cafe Nero.
Pret's top for me.
Pret's top.
Pret's top.
Undeniable.
I don't know if there is any other coffee chains.
Blank Street.
Blank Street's up there. I would say behind Pret, just.
Behind Pret. Good.
Yeah.
And which one would you most like up your bum?
I think I would have a Blank Street up my bum.
Great.
And I can't give you any answers for why.
I would guess this because they're like owned by big private equity.
I love private equity.
And you love private equity.
Yeah, I like getting fucked in the ass by private equity.
Or as we call it, a coffee enema. Yeah. Nice. So you're going to do a forever cleanse pre-wedding?
Well, I don't know if I've got it in me, to be honest. Like, I'm starving all the time at the moment.
Oh, really?
I'm starving right now and I've had breakfast, lunch and dinner already.
Already? It's 4 o'clock. That's why you're having dinner at 3 o'clock. Bad idea. Terrible idea.
But I might do it. We Googled it and can't find it, so I need to message them on Instagram and find out what they're talking about.
It's definitely a Facebook group.
Yes.
I reckon.
Yeah, you're so right.
Do let us know if you do...
The cleanse?
The cleanse.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-cleanse. I just think... No, I'm pro now, because you convinced me.
Really?
Yeah, decaf, up the bum. Anything else I should enema myself with?
I think you can do it with water.
Yeah,
I don't really know what you can do it with, to be honest.
No.
Have you never done an enema?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's a good experience.
Is it?
What? It's scary.
Is it?
Yeah.
If you had to choose a drink that you like...
Yeah,
you
got my bum.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like a spicy margarita.
Great answer. An absolutely great answer.
What would you choose?
Mbongo.
What's an mbongo?
They make it way down in the middle of the Congo. It's like a...
You said that like I should know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a juice from like the 90s or the noughties.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're 16, so you wouldn't
exactly,
know.
Exactly.
But it was, I think, a probably deeply problematic song about mbongo. No, it's not mbongo, Hugh. It's U-M. Mbongo. There you go.
Oh, like a kid's drink.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that probably is problematic, isn't it?
Yep.
I don't
think they do make it way down deep in the middle of the Congo.
No, I don't think they do make that.
Probably make it in Scunthorpe.
Yeah, that looks like a factory to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
well, I didn't expect us to go into coffee enemas.
I did. I always expect us
always
to go there.
What else is in your notes app? A shopping list.
Yes.
Much more normal. Lovely little shopping list. Number one on the list, long Bermuda shorts. And that is the end of the list.
Can't get those in Tesco's, I will say.
Have you ticked off, you've deleted all the other things that you did
no,
actually get?
No, this was on the plane home on whatever day it was, Saturday or Sunday, from Edinburgh. I bought a magazine and it said like the things to buy this summer. And I thought, you know what I need to do is I need to start a shopping list of all the things I need to buy. And that's all I got to.
The most unbelievable part of this is that you read the in-flight magazine.
No, I bought a magazine.
You bought a magazine.
It was not the in-flight one.
Oh, man. I was like, since when did the flight from Edinburgh to London start supplying style opinions?
No, but as a kid, my favourite thing going on a plane was reading the magazine and all the things you could buy.
Yeah.
I loved that.
There was once a flight. I can't remember where it was from or to, but it was a Swiss Air flight. And they gave us a sandwich that was like... It was like it had all been made in a factory that like the bread and the cheese and the lettuce were all exactly the right size, and it was the best sandwich I've ever had.
Really? So to this day?
So to this day.
I love it when you can always remember a really good sandwich. You'll never forget.
You'll never forget.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a sandwich up your bum?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Whoa.
I've got one up there right now, actually. Yeah.
What flavour?
It's ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese up the BBL. Wow. Have you managed to get any long Bermuda shorts?
No, because that was literally 2 days ago, but I would like to get some.
Oh, so this is an in-progress
list. This is really recent. Yeah, in-progress. It's just started.
Wow.
Not much on there.
No, it is a one-item list.
Yeah. That is what my whole notes app is, literally. I write one thing on each thing.
Mm.
I think, oh, that's popped into my head. Put that in my notes app.
Great.
Never remember it again.
Never again. It's just there now.
So I have a notes app, or if I really need to remember, it's a reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we started, was the reminders. You're going to remember to get your smear test?
No, but I'm going to remember to remind myself in a few months of that reminder you put on my phone.
And every time you think of me?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, I really wish I hadn't
really
said that.
Hate that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, should we go back to shagging our brothers?
I'd rather remember that.
Oh, God. Have you enjoyed me going through your phone?
No.
No?
But I've enjoyed this.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've been pleasant.
I've been pleasant. Can we put that on the poster?
You can put that on the poster.
You can have your phone back.
Thank you so much.
Who should we get on the show next?
Oh, do I get to decide this?
You get to decide, yeah.
Who have you had on the show?
We've had Josh Berry, Lorna Rosetreen, Rosalie Minnett, other ones. Sean Burke.
Okay, some biggies.
Some biggies.
I would...
Jake Bardwaj, Max Fosh.
Wow.
Jordan Gray, some idiot, some fucking loser, old stupid loser called Alfie Dundas.
You were going to say me then. Alfie is an old stupid loser.
He kept calling me old.
Did he?
And just because that's factually
How old
accurate.
Are you? You do look old.
That's tough to swallow. That's a difficult one. I need to get a BBL.
Alfie's really young as well.
Yeah, I'm 34.
Yeah, you're old. That's crazy.
How old do you think I look?
44.
That's tough.
Yeah,
that's gone
day.
The wrong way there.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's the beard.
What would Michael suggest?
I think he'd suggest a lot. I think it would cost you a lot of money, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think he'd do this thing called Halo Laser, which is a really intensive laser of your whole face to give you a whole new layer of skin to make you look a lot younger.
Okay.
I think we'd do some lip filler.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bit of filler under your cheeks, I think. Plump them up a
under
bit.
Under my cheeks.
Yeah. There's this thing called salmon sperm, which we'd then now do under the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying we, like I'm a plastic surgeon. But
yeah, you've started working for Michael.
There's a lot we could do.
Okay, great. That's really nice to know.
And if you use my code SOPHIE10, you can get a 10% discount.
SOPHIE10?
Yeah.
Amazing. Hair transplants?
No.
Okay. I'll pay for that myself. Who should we get on the show?
Probably one of my best friends called Kira O'Connor. She's a comedian. Very, very funny. I don't know if she'd do the show, to be honest.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's nice. We should get her on. Don't know if she'll do it. Great. Thanks, Kira.
Don't know if she'd do it. Think she's above it. No, she doesn't really do many podcasts.
I'm above it.
No, yeah, we're all above it.
Yeah.
We're all above doing podcasts. But I'll do anything for attention. And that's the problem with me. But no, she's so funny and amazing.
Amazing.
You should try and get her.
I'll try and get her.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show, Sophie.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Make sure you, listener and watcher, looker, and no, lurker. Follow out Sophie Garrett on Instagram. Check out the Alf and Soph podcast with a friend of the podcast, Alfie Dundas, who's an idiot and I hate him. He's also really nice and funny. So I immediately backed out of that.
You did. Come
funny.
On, grow up. He wouldn't have backed out of that about you. He's
Alfie
been
Dundas.
Me you're old.
More like Alfie. We'll put that in post. Check out the link in the description for tickets to Sophie's tour dates. And as always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok. Oh, man, I guess I am 34.
You are.
Hugh, sometimes when I fuck up the outro, Hugh saves me, but he's just whispered, I'm keeping that one.
Yeah, you're going to need to keep that in.
Oh, man, no one's ever actually got the name of TikTok wrong. Fuck me.
TikTok is old because it is like Tic Tacs.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok and Instagrinst. Privacy Settings Fubar, thank you for being here, and we'll see you next week if we're still alive. Oh.